a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage? Impossible. For a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage, and four white mice will never be four white horses. Such folderol and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is impossible. But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Impossible.
Well, good evening once again to all my bosom buddies out there in Booville. I could not let this day pass without marking it in some respect, because as far as I'm concerned, this is a very special occasion. It happens to be the birthday of one of my very favorite singers, someone who is impossible to imitate.
What a beautiful dress!
I'll let you see if you can discern who that is. It's not the first lady you heard.
Where are you going?
She is a very good singer, mind you, but in my opinion, she's not in the same league.
Oh, but I've nothing to wear. Who says you haven't? Look at yourself.
By the way, what you're hearing is from the musical Cinderella, which, unfortunately, is rather obscure, and that's just a shame, because it's actually quite a lovely musical.
It's possible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. It's possible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage.
And four white mice are easily turned to horses.
Such hol-de-roll and fiddly-dee, of course, is quite possible. It's possible. For the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. It's possible.
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 Well, it's possible that by now you have guessed who the singer in question is. I'm sure you have, because you're all very clever cookies. That was Julie Andrews, of course. The inimitable Julie Andrews. I could have played something more obvious, something from The Sound of Music, or My Fair Lady, or Camelot, or Mary Poppins, but I didn't want to. Cinderella gets very little play, and I think that's not fair, so I thought it was time that somebody heard something from that musical instead. Anyhow, happy birthday, Julie. I've loved Julie Andrews since I was a kid, and when I found out that today was her birthday, I just had to post a boo to mark it. By the way, I have decided that although I don't object to the brand name change of Audio Boom, I still prefer the word boo for an audible peek into someone's life. So I think I'm going to continue to use that word for an audio post on this site. I mean, I suppose Audio Boom makes sense in that that site shows what audio is booming at a given time and trending, but I'm still used to the old ways, I guess, and I'm slow to change. What can I say? I'm like a cat in that respect. And I like the word boo, so I'm going to continue to use it. And people will just have to like it or lump it. So, as my grandmother would say, how do you like them apples? Anyhow, folks, I shall love you and leave you, and speak to you later. Hope you enjoyed that little snippet of Julie Andrews. And, oh, I should say also, the first lady you heard was Edie Adams. She played the fairy godmother in Cinderella. And, of course, Julie Andrews played Cinderella herself. I'm sorry, I was totally remiss in not mentioning that before. But there you have it.